Yo, shut up, James. No way you actually got her home without using the letter E. You barely have enough brain cells to form a sentence as it is. Besides, I knock all of you nerds out of the park. All I have to do to get a guy home is give him a wink and a smile, and he's mine. Like, seriously, where do you find the girls desperate enough to put up with your shit, dude? I can imagine fucking guys like you. No offense, but I prefer guys with a little bit more substance. Ugh, could you perverts stop trying to set us up together? Half a year. Half a year I've had to put up with you horny bastards trying to ship me and the one other guy that has more brain cells than fingers in this room. Frankly, I'm disappointed. With how much you guys talk about women, I have yet to see any of you bring a girl to this place. Me with another girl? Now that's sure to get you assholes to shut about me and not getting any. Unlike you, I have fucking standards. I'm not like you, Peter. You see a fucking glimpse of pussy, and all of a sudden you're on your knees begging for more. Oh, you fucking remember exactly who I have in mind. Sarah, Sarah, Sarah. Okay, I'm gonna get a few more beers. Does any of you want anything? Sure, Mike. Let's make a deal. I'll send you some nudes, and in return, you can teach me how to fall face first into a urinal after only 5 beers. Ask me that again, and I'll shove that beer sideways up your ass. Yo, James, where the fuck do you keep your beers? Oh, never mind, found them. Okay, which one of you motherfuckers took away my chair? I swear to God, I'm going to kill whoever did it. Oh, no, you don't have to stand up. That's really sweet of you, but it's fine. It's honestly not that big of a deal. And, James, what the fuck? Did you really use my chair as an extra table for empty beer bottles? If you don't get those bottles out of there, I'm gonna break one over your fucking head, you asshole. No, I'm not gonna fucking sit on your lap. You really wanna get your ass beat up, don't you? Oh, look, you really have to use this for empty bottles. Yeah, I can just sit on his lap. You don't mind, do you? Oh, just shut up. He's the only one here who can fucking control himself around a woman. Of course, I'm gonna be sitting on his lap. I'm not hurting you, am I? Do you want me to shift on your lap a little? I want you to be comfortable. Ugh, fuck off, Peter. You're almost coming in your pants just from watching this. Don't try to act tough with me. Okay, losers, who's up for a drinking game? All this talk about cum made me fucking horny, so let's fucking do this shit. No, it's not because I'm on his lap. Shut up and take a shot. Or tell me the fantasy you're most ashamed of. Shut up. Dude, all of us fucking know about your foot fetish. You're not even a little bit ashamed of that. Take the shot or give us something good, you little bitch. Down the hatchet goes. Fucking prude. Okay, James, tell us your most embarrassing hookup story. Oh, God. Oh, James. Poor guy. Jesus, James. Fucking respect for telling us that. Wow. All right, Mikey. What would you do if you had to choose between fucking a dude or fucking your mom? Hey, Mike, coming in with that big bisexual energy. Love to see it. Okay, Peter, ask me a question. Ugh, such a Peter question. Dude, you've known me for this fucking long. Of course, I wouldn't give some random dude a lap dance. What? No, this is different. I had to find somewhere to sit. This is not a lap dance. It's not even like I'm fucking grinding my fucking ass on him or anything. Just shut up. I answered the fucking question, didn't I? Okay. Your turn, mister. Wait, let me just turn around and straddle you. I don't like looking over my shoulder all the time. So handsome. Have you ever been dominated by a girl before? Guess there's a first time for anything, huh? Oh, I asked him my question and he answered. Well, nowhere in the rule does it say that the questions have to be public. And I think it's high time that my lovely human cushion over here asks a few questions. No, Mike, don't even tell the rest of that story. Take the shot, bro. It's already so bad. I won't be able to look at you in the eyes. Please, just take the damn shot. Oh, wow. Peter actually coming through with an interesting story for a change. You're so good at asking interesting questions. Shut up, James. Unless you're gonna fucking answer a question, you chair-stealing asshole. Ah, and there goes the shot. And just like that, it's my turn again. Oh, joy. What do you have in store for me, handsome? Damn, okay. Feeling confident, aren't you? I don't submit. Not to anyone. Not ever. You're welcome to try, though, darling. Yes, you heard me, Peter. Not ever. Meaning never, just in case you hadn't picked up on that yet. Why are you looking at me like that? What do you mean, not even to him? I told you guys, like a million times, I just needed a place to sit, okay? I'm serious, and I'll fucking prove it. Yeah, motherfuckers, I'm not gonna back down from a fucking challenge. Are you up for it too? Do you think you'll be able to handle a girl like me? You've been so sweet and gentle so far. You don't exactly strike me like the dominant type or anything. Well, if we're all in, then what do you have in that perverted mind of yours, Peter? You want... Wow, that's perverted even for you. But I did say I was in, and I'm not going to back down now. You heard the pervert. You're going to get 30 days to turn me into your... What was the lovely term you used again, Peter? yes, you're a fuck pet. I'm going to follow your every command for 30 days, but after those 30 days are over, I'll simply stop and I'll have proven that I do not truly submit to anyone. Ever. Wow, that's a good one. You're funny. Are you serious? In front of all of them? I'm not gonna get on my knees. I'm pretty sure I know where this is going, and I'm not gonna do that in front of all these horny idiots. No, I'm not backing out, Mike. Shut the fuck up. You just want to watch me suck cock because it satisfies your cuckolding and kink. What's that? I don't have to do anything but to stay on my knees and look you in the eyes? okay. Weirdo. I have to call you sir? Are you fucking kidding me? Are you really gonna make me do this? Wait, no. I'm not backing out. I'm not letting these meatheads win the bet. Sit your ass back down. Now, sir, watch me as I get on my knees in front of you. I'll make sure to keep looking at you like this for as long as you want me to. Sir. Okay, I'm sorry. I won't laugh at you. I'll be good, I promise. James, you can't just ask him if he wants to fuck me in your bedroom, you asshole. You don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that, sir. And no, I wouldn't back down if you try to fuck me, because part of the challenge is doing whatever you say. And like I said, I never back down. Okay, James, give me all you got. This is your last question to make sure it fucking counts. Well, I mean, look at Mike. He's almost in a fucking coma, and even Peter is already starting to fall asleep. I think we should call it a night. Of course, only as long as my magnificent, graceful sir allows it. No, I don't want to go home to get fucked by him, you prick. Now ask me a question. Do I like being on my knees in front of him? Dude, James, look me in the fucking eyes and ask me that question again. I swear to God. Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot I had to keep looking at you. Honest mistake. Sir. Now, would you mind giving me that glass over there, sir? What does it look like I'm doing? I'm taking the damn shot. Stop laughing, you assholes. I didn't want to answer out of respect for him. I didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. Yes, I can be sweet if I want to. Just not to you, Peter. So, this has been fun, but I think it's high time we all go home and... What's that, sir? You want me to go home with you? Well, what do you mean, only if I want to? It's a fucking challenge. Of course I want to. I have to do whatever you say, remember? Can I stand up now, sir? James, I just didn't want to lose the fucking challenge by disobeying him, okay? Even you aren't stupid enough to think anyone can break me that easily. Well, thank you for this wonderful night, gentlemen. I truly enjoyed the various intellectual discussions we had whilst enjoying a few nice alcoholic beverages. But sadly, my companion and I must leave you, for I am yet to be turned into what my dear friend Peter has so eloquently described as a fuck pet. I especially want to thank you, dear James, for being such a gracious host. Hopefully the next time I come here, the quantity of chairs will match the amount of guests you have, plus an extra to use as a table, since that appeared to be such great importance to you this evening. Good night, everyone. Would you be so kind as to take my hand and guide me towards your humble residence, good sir? So, 30 days, huh? What? Of course I'm okay with everything that happened. It's part of the challenge. It's fun. Well, it's sweet that you're worrying about me, but if you want to have a chance of winning, you should probably start thinking about how to break me into becoming a submissive little slut for you. Oh, I know you weren't too serious about it. That's why I like you. You're not as abrasive as others can be. You probably won't be able to break me, as Peter called it, in 30 days. But especially not if you're all sweet and considerate. Just saying. No. Of course I don't want you to win. Have you seen how competitive I am? No way am I gonna let you break me. Yes, I'll do whatever you say. Those are the rules. Your house is a panty-free zone? God, you're bad at this. You're really gonna make me strip on the street in front of your door? Can I just do it in the hallway or something? Okay, fine. There. I'm happy now? What? No, I'm not giving them... Never mind, take them. Fuck. I hate not being able to say no. Dude, I told you before, I gave you my full fucking consent when I accepted the challenge. You might be an annoying little pervert for asking me to do this, but you don't have to feel like you're assaulting me or anything. Jesus, dude, stop worrying so fucking much and focus on winning. I don't want this to be easy for me. I like a challenge. So, give me all you fucking got, or I'm telling all our friends that you're too much of a pussy to even attempt the challenge. I'm sorry if I'm being harsh on you, okay? I just want to have a bit of fun, and that's not gonna work if you're gonna keep pussyfooting around me. Now, can we please go inside? It's getting cold out here. It's getting cold out here, sir. Did you just spank my ass? Dude, you gotta be kidding. Oh my God, that was hard. Okay, I'm sorry for calling you a dude. I should have referred to you as sir. I'm sorry. Yes, sir, I understand. Yes, sir, I'll follow all the rules you make. I'll be good. Just tell me already. I have to describe what I'm doing to you each day? Why is that? I mean, if I fuck you, you'll know that we're fucking, trust me. You like the sound of my voice? That's actually pretty sweet. What did I do? Ugh, fine, that's very sweet of you, sir. Sir, sir, sir. Happy now? Okay, so do you want to start like now? I mean, this is day one of the challenge, and you're gonna need every moment you can get. You're tired, huh? Off to a great start. Off to a great start. Sir. God, I should really stop forgetting that, or I won't be able to sit properly for the next month. Okay, so then what do you want me to do? Can I just crash on your couch, or? That's what I thought. Well, waking you up with a BJ sounds pretty easy, and my back is going to thank you for getting to sleep in your bed. But this stuff isn't gonna break me, you know? Or are you just planning to use me for 30 days and take the L? Nah, you have the competitive spirit in you. I can see it in your eyes. You want to win badly. But so do I, sir. I'm not gonna go easy on you just because you're cute, you know? Interesting. So, if I don't wake up before you to give you a BJ, you're gonna spank me 10 times. And if I wake you up too early, I have to stop wearing clothes indoors for the next month? Those both sound like rewards to me, sir. Good night. My clothes? What about them? But I let you sleep in. What? Wow, you really get out of bed that late? Yeah, nocturnal my ass. You're just lazy. Sorry, sir. I'll be good and strip in silence. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the whole, describing what I'm doing. So, I'm still not wearing any pants or panties after last night. So, I'm just gonna take off my t-shirt and unhook my bra. Sorry if I'm not wearing, sexy clothes or anything. You can probably imagine that I didn't exactly foresee this outcome of the previous night. Hopefully, my body makes up for it. Thank you, sir. I really like your body too. It felt weird taking off your pants when you were asleep, but I did like how peaceful you looked. Yes, sir, I'll get back on the bed. Hey, what was that for? Well, you are lazy, so. Oh God, your spanks are so fucking hard. Sir, your spanks are so fucking hard. Sir. Hey, sir, why are your hands moving towards my pussy? Yes, I'm wet. No, I don't get wet from submitting to you, sir. I keep calling you sir because you'll punish me if I don't. You want me to what? Are you seriously gonna make me thank you for spanking me? You sadistic little fuck. You. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you for spanking me, sir. Yes, I'll make breakfast for you. God, are you really gonna make me play housemaid for a whole month? That was not part of the deal, dude. Wait. No, don't spank me again. I'll shut up, sir. I'll be good, I promise. I won't complain anymore. My ass already hurts so fucking much, and we still have 29 days to go. Sir, how did you like the first day of training me to become your fuck pet? More difficult than you thought? Well, I always did have a bit of a rebellious spirit. But my bright red ass already gave that away. After a few days or so, I will get used to all the spanking. And you will have to find a different way to punish me. You can't just push your cock down my throat like. Sorry, sir. I remember the rules. You could do whatever you want with me. In my body. Fuck, sir. I didn't think you could be so rough. You want me to thank you again? Sir, I thought I was supposed to be the one getting praised here. I'm the one doing all the work. Fine. Oh, sir, thank you so much for face fucking it. I absolutely love it when I can't breathe. Oh, fuck. I think I'm gonna come, sir. Oh, fuck. Thank you for face fucking me. It's so good. Ugh. Was that enough praise? Ah! I told you I wasn't easy to break. And, thanks for spanking me, sir. What? I'm supposed to say that you told me to. I am not going to lose this bet, sir. Dinner's almost ready, sir. Thank you for the spank, sir. Can you believe it's been a week since we started? And you still haven't broken me. Oh, come on, sir. Really? You're gonna be such a sore loser. I can't even mention you losing at the challenge, or you're gonna be like,
beg for me to let you suck my cock, you pretty little slut. Let's see who's winning once I spray my load down your throat.
Sir, you can pump me full of cum however many times you want, and I'll take it like a good girl every single time, but there's no way a few face fucks and spanks can break me. You know, I expected you to be better at this. Conditioning me, denying my orgasms, stuff like that. I expected you to push my limits. Instead, you're making me cook for you, and you give me a spank every once in a while. Pathetic. Shove me on my knees all you want. You know it's true. I can't admit it. You can do more. You can do better. Look me up, sir. Make me fucking yours. Look me until you break me, and build me back up just the way you want me to be. Make me your fuck pit, or forfeit the bet, like the little bitch you are. I can take more. For fuck's sake. Give me more. More like it. Yes, sir. I'll let my cum up off the floor. Like this? You're right, sir. Your cum is worth too much to be wasted. Now, are you gonna start acting like a real dom? or what?